if you are between 15 to 35, it's best to stick to wealth multiplication strategies, which I call active investing, so you can multiply your money as quickly as possible and you can retire early. I stopped investing in dividend-paying companies, ETFs, and mutual funds, and here's why. Now, for those who are young, let's say 35 years and below, or let's say between 15 years to 35, if you're in that category or that age bracket, you should focus on multiplying your wealth as quickly as possible because you have time. And you can take more risk, right? And multiply your money. But those who are around 50 years, or let's say 50 to 60 years, right, or 70 years, they can't afford to take a lot of risk, and they can't afford to do research or conduct research by themselves. And so when I figured out that passive investing would only grow my money in terms of giving me 10% a year, I needed something that could multiply my money as quickly as possible because I have time on my side. And the only way that can happen is to stick to value-based investing. Investing in valuable companies that are undervalued or underappreciated. For dividend investing, you only get, like, let's say 4% a year or 8% a year maximum. There are very few companies that can give you 15% a year in terms of dividends and sustain it for a long time. 2008 Great Financial Crisis, most dividend companies cut down their dividends because they were not able to live above the financial crisis. And guess what? Their stock price also plummeted. And now you're losing both dividend and then capital appreciation. If you want to retire early, you want to learn about investing, you want expert guidance on how you can begin investing, you want stock picks. Maybe you don't have the time to research, but you want someone to provide a done-for-you research, then my investment community is specifically built for you. Type the word community, and I'm going to help you get on board and start your investment journey today.